The next patient is Robert Smith, the last name is S-M-I-T-H. Clinical case of a 66-year-old African-American male that have been seen in this office because of the presence of a left adrenal benign adenoma. We ordered the workup, and their workup shows no activity. And we are going to follow this adenoma on PRN basis. This patient has also a history of arterial hypertension, and the arterial hypertension has been treated with amlodipine and lisinopril successfully. He has been losing weight steadily from 245 pounds, is down to 238 pounds, and we notice that the blood pressure is getting under control. This blood pressure today is 151 over 83, and he says that the blood pressure readings at home are lower. He's advised to make a log of the blood pressure readings and bring to the appointments. I'm going to set the new goal for him for the next appointment to be 230. Number two, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that was related to smoking. It has been 2 years since he smoked last. However, in December of 2023, he was admitted with pneumonia, and he was in the hospital for several days. By decreasing the BMI, his lung function could improve. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. This patient has adequate kidney function, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. In the latest laboratory workup that we had during the hospital admission, the serum creatinine on December the 27th was 1.1, the BUN 9.6. And the estimated GFR 74 mLs per minute. A quantification of the protein wasn't done at that time, but prior to that, it was negative. Following number, the patient has a history of BPH that is treated with the administration of tansulosin. In general, the patient is doing much better. We are going to give an appointment in 3 months. And the reason for the frequent appointment is because I want to make sure that he loses the weight and get the blood pressure that has to be, in his case, lower than 130 over 70. Paragraph. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the hospital admission and the lab in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.